Hello. Welcome to the Unity Spiritual Center of Albuquerque podcast featuring the Reverend Gordon Kyler or occasionally a guest speaker. You can find us online at uscabq.org or by searching for Unity Spiritual Center Albuquerque on Facebook or YouTube. You can visit us in person at 9800 Candelaria Road Northeast in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And now, Reverend Gordon Kyler.
You know, we have had some perfect music this morning. We have perfect music every Sunday morning, but we've had perfect music this morning. And they didn't see what I wrote today, but it fits perfect. Songs about being the light, about blessings filling up and overflowing. We're going to be talking a lot about that. As we embrace the spirit of gratitude, this is the month, November, traditionally, when we think specifically about gratitude. And so we want more to be grateful for in our lives. Does anybody else not want any more to be grateful for? Well, I'm going to tell you a little secret. You have a lot to be grateful for, regardless of what you may be seeing going on around you, what you may be experiencing, what you may be feeling. We live in a world where there is so much to be grateful for. And we're going to explore deeper on how to recognize it and how to draw it to us and how to really change our world for ourselves and for the world as a whole. I'm going to start with a quote by Charles Fillmore, who wrote, "Gratitude is the open door to abundance." Gratitude is the open door to abundance. But before we go any further, I think we have to clarify, what is abundance? What is abundance? Well, for those of you who may be new to Unity, you may be thinking, well, the prosperity gospel, that's not what we teach here. The prosperity gospel is a teaching that has risen in postmodern times. It says some people are worthy of blessings and some people are not. That's not what we believe. We know all people not only are worthy of blessings, but are standing and sitting and being in the midst of blessing. And what we have to recognize is we have to change our consciousness to see it. The Unity definition of abundance is an abundance of all good things. It is based on Jesus, what I consider Jesus' mission statement. Many of you know it. I have come that you may have life and have it abundantly. So it's an abundance of all good things. Peace, harmony, health, love, wonderful relationships, a union of ideas, equity. And sometimes we forget that. We forget what abundance is and that we live in an abundant universe. It's all around us. Well, if we want to shift our perspective and get to that place where we recognize it, we have to be grateful. Gratitude shifts our perspective. And that's really the only thing that has to change, is our individual perspective. Gratitude helps us to see life through a lens of possibility and grace, even in times of great challenge. We live in a world where we're inundated by negative messages. Open up your Facebook feed, not right now. Open up your Facebook feed, open up your news feeds, and it's all about all the bad stuff. And no matter what you may personally believe, you can find a Facebook group or page or something that is in perfect alignment with what you're expecting. And it's almost always very negative. It's almost always about doom and gloom and right and wrong and shame and blame. But what if we shifted our perspective? What if we saw life through a lens of possibility, a lens of grace, no matter what's going on? Well, the what if can be what is if we become grateful. It is said that a grateful heart is a receptive heart. It is open to life's gifts and able to cultivate positive change. You cannot cultivate positive change in any aspect of life if you're in a negative place. And the way you change that is not by changing where you are physically, but by changing your attitude of gratitude, opening up to life's gifts. Understand this. To bring about change, we must be open, we must be receptive, and we must be grateful for what we have in this now moment. And maybe we can learn to even be grateful when there's stuff we don't want. Because what is that? That is nothing more than an opportunity to grow, to evolve, to test our wits, to test our knowledge, to see if we really truly believe what we say we believe. Myrtle Fillmore wrote, "In unity, gratitude is not just a response to receiving blessings, but rather a means of attracting them." So often we think about gratitude as being something we do after we have gotten what it is we want. What if we change that and see gratitude as a means of attracting good? When we consciously choose gratitude, we tap into something. We tap into the divine spirit, divine mind, divine consciousness, God mind, and we align ourselves with the flow of greater good that already exists. That's what gratitude does. It aligns us with greater understanding, which brings about greater peace, greater harmony, greater health, greater life, greater just fill in the blank. It's all about coming into alliance. Now, there's actual science behind gratitude. Scientists have been working for years studying the brain, studying the emotions, studying our energetic field. And have discovered that gratitude has energy. We know that everything in the universe, from the chair you're sitting on, the floor beneath your feet, to you yourself, is energy. It's all atoms vibrating at different frequencies. And this energy is measurable. It's measurable in brain frequency and brain activity. And they have discovered that the emotion of gratitude is right up there with the emotion of love. Of course, that's what every great teacher down through the ages has said about love and gratitude. Charles Fillmore wrote, "Love and gratitude are powerful forces of attraction because they vibrate at a high energy." And so we have to ask ourselves, what do we wish to attract? Because what we ask ourselves, how we answer that question, what do I wish to attract, will be whatever is in harmony with your vibration. So when we look at our news feeds, when we look at Facebook, when we listen to all the voices around us telling how bad stuff is, what's happening? We're lowering our vibration. We want to raise our vibration because everything is vibration. Science has proven that everything in our existence is interconnected electromagnetically and through vibrational frequencies. All things animate and inanimate have an energy field that is its own vibrational frequency, you included. And they've actually been able to measure it. This is measurable in what they call hertz or cycles. And they have discovered that the faster the vibration, the higher the frequency of energy. Can we put that chart up there, please? A few years back, Dr. David Hawkins, a psychiatrist and psychologist, author, wrote a book called Power Versus Force. And he developed an idea of creating an emotional frequency chart. Now, I will tell you, the chart he created would take many slides to show. It's very detailed. But fortunately, somebody broke it down into something that's very easy to see and to understand. And while science is still working to figure out how to measure the frequency of all the emotions, this chart gives us a framework that can guide us to start thinking of vibration as a frequency aligned with different emotions and feelings attached. So if we look at the chart, we see very low vibration, hatred and fear. Oh, we're seeing a lot of that in our world right now. A lot of hatred and fear. Look where that vibration is. Nothing can be created at that vibration except more hate and fear. So what we want to do is raise ourselves up. There's a lot of sadness and jealousy, a lot of worry and anxiety, some apathy and more than our fair share of annoyance. But we can raise ourselves up to optimism. We can hop up to optimism and hope. We can embrace kindness and enthusiasm, and we can rise up to peace and gratitude, which are the highest vibrations. Now, interestingly enough, according to the more detailed chart, the vibration of gratitude is around 540 megahertz. 540 megahertz, almost identical to the vibration of love. Another biologist, Bruce Tanio, did some more research that discovered that the average frequency of the human adult is around 62 to 78 megahertz. So if we look at the difference, when we rise up to 540, we have risen a long way. And we will change ourselves and the world around us when we can reach that frequency. And it's not impossible. It's being done all the time. We'll talk more about how. Another biophysicist, Glenn Rain, found that a state of heart coherence at those high frequencies can actually repair and activate DNA. DNA itself can be repaired. So in other words, when we focus our attention and our intention and our emotion in a positive way, such as being thankful, we statistically increase our chance of healing. How many of you have healing needs? You don't have to raise your hand, but I bet all of us in some area have a healing need. But the really great news is it works not only for us as individuals, but it works for those around us. Want to heal the world from whatever you think it needs healing from? Raise our vibration. It applies not only to individuals, but to communities, to organizations, to societies, to cultures. Simply put, if you want to change your world, change your vibration. I'll say that again. If you want to change your world, change your vibration. That should be our mantra. Change our vibration. Unless it's already up there. And there's probably higher vibrations that we will be aware of as we grow. German researchers at the University of Kassel, Germany, found that the heart of an average person, get this, this is so cool. Really get this. The average person emits 20 photons of light out of their heart per second. Photons is a measurement of light. You have heard it said that we are light beings. We really are light beings. The song, I Am Light, so true. Well, that's the average person, 20 photons of light a second. But when we raise our consciousness to a level of kindness, to a level of gratitude, to a level of appreciation, that rises to 100,000 photons per second. It is at that level that you become what Jesus said is the light of the world. There was science behind what Jesus and Buddha and so many others said. They didn't have the words and the formulas and all of that, but they knew. 100,000 photons of light per second when we are in that vibration of peace and gratitude. Scientific research aside, simply being grateful makes us feel good. So that's the science of it. What about the metaphysics of it? Well, Eric Butterworth taught, gratitude is not something you have received. It's a celebration of life and oneness with infinite flow. It's a celebration of what is, whether you're experiencing it in the moment or not. From this perspective, gratitude has a way of harmonizing us with love, harmonizing us with those higher vibrations. And we trust in an ongoing benevolent flow from the universe. Jesus said, we live in the kingdom of heaven. That's the kingdom of high vibration. It's not some place you go when you die, where you just sit on a cloud and strum a harp for all eternity. Nothing sounds more boring to me. It's where we are. That was the terminology he used for the kingdom of high vibration. So how do we do that? How do we do it? Well, there are steps we can take. One of them Michael mentioned last week. Keep a gratitude journal. Keep a daily journal noting moments of gratitude. That practice helps us recognize life's blessings when they're in front of us and reinforces a mindset of abundance, a mindset of peace, a mindset of love, a mindset of harmony, whatever it is that is you are seeking. But I know there are some of you who are like me. Journaling is very similar to going to the dentist. All through ministerial school, they said you have to keep a journal. But what we can do is do journaling in our mind in the moment. And when we see something to be grateful for, and if we're looking, we always find something to be grateful for around us. But when we see something to be grateful for, thank you. I am so grateful. For me, my notices are when I wake up next to my wife in the morning. Or when the dogs jump on the bed and tell us it's time to get up in the morning. Part of me is there, I love these dogs. I wish they just would sleep a little longer. For my daughter and my grandson. Every day when I drive across town to come to work or wherever I'm going and I see the mountains, I am so grateful because I've lived in places where there aren't any. I am so grateful for this beautiful place we call home. I'm so grateful for being here, not just because I'm the minister. Many of you know I've been here for many years. This was a dream come true. There was a time when I sat out there going, what is this unity stuff? And I'm grateful for the wonderful people I work with on a daily basis and for those of you I get to see once a week or so. There's so many things we can be grateful for if we're open and receptive and looking for things to be grateful for. So many times in life, especially right now, we're going around looking for all the things to be mad about or all the things to be afraid of or all the things to worry about. What if we looked for all the things that are good, all the things to be grateful for? What if we did that? We would raise our vibration to that higher level. Because when we're looking for the things to fear, the things to hate, when we're looking for things to worry about or be anxious about, we're in those low vibrations where nothing happens. Myrtle Fillmore wrote, "Blessings come through the receptive attitude of the heart." They come through the receptive attitude of the heart. That's that attitude of gratitude. That great attitude, she also called it. What happens when we're in that, when we're noticing what there is to be grateful for? We train our hearts and our minds to see the best in everything. Another thing we can do is take time each day to just sit for a moment in the silence and think about gratitude. Focus on the things that we are grateful for and allow that sense of appreciation to expand in our hearts. That helps us deepen and center us and center our connection to Spirit. Now, I know there's some of you, because I've been there too, where I sit and I say, I don't have time to meditate. Really, how much time do you spend scrolling through your Facebook feed? How much time do you spend playing games on your phone? How much time do you spend watching your news feed, waiting to see whatever bad thing happens next? Because I promise you, something will. Charles Fillmore said, "In the silence, we find gratitude for divine mind's presence in our life." If nothing else, in the silence, open yourselves up to the possibility, God, help me see the good out there. Help me see something, one thing to be grateful for. And I promise you, the second you open your eyes, you will find it. Another thing we can do is remember to thank others. Express our gratitude to others, whether it's a note, a text, a kind word. Let others know that we value them. That's a powerful way to live in gratitude. When you're in line at the store, if you go through the cash where there's a real cashier, and you get up there, thank that cashier. Say, wow. Thank you for being here and doing this. And if you use the self-checkout, go, thank you for knowing how to do that. One of the things we know is that showing appreciation nurtures relationships. And it creates a ripple effect. Everything we do to be grateful creates a ripple effect outward. Eric Butterworth wrote, "Gratitude releases energy, we know that now, that transforms the receiver and the giver." So when we release those high frequencies, when we're emanating and vibrating at that frequency, it's affecting those around us. This is what is meant when it says in the scriptures, "If I am lifted up, I draw all others unto me." That was not an ego person saying, "Well, when you lift me up, you come up here with me." That was saying, when the I am, that is your presence of God, the I am, the name of God in you. When that is raised to a higher vibration, it raises the vibration around you, which raises those around you. And likewise, if you're in the presence of somebody in a high vibration, you are raised as well. So gratitude releases energy that transforms the receiver and the giver. And it's a path to abundance, keeping in mind our definition of what that is. Not just about material wealth, although it can be that. But it's about wholeness, it's about joy, it's about fulfillment. And when we're in a state of gratitude, we're affirming the presence of good. When we're in those lower things, we're affirming the presence of whatever is on the left there. Charles Fillmore wrote, "There is a law of increase, and that increase is the very nature of gratitude. It creates a mindset of sufficiency. It creates an opportunity to reframe our outlook on life, moving us from not enough to more than enough. Not enough love? Be grateful for the love that is. Look for more of it because it's there. And when you're grateful, you'll find it. Not enough peace? Look for peace. Not enough hope? Look for hope. Whatever it is. Not enough health? Look at the healthy parts of the body that you have. 70 trillion is a number I've heard cells. And maybe a few of them aren't working to their highest potential. But 69 trillion of them are. That's what Myrtle Fillmore did. When we can do that, when we can get shift into that mindset, we begin to see life as an abundant resource. And we shift our attention from scarcity to the blessings that are already in our existence. And when we can see the blessings that are already in our existence, we discover something. We discover there's more than we had been seeing. Ella Pomeroy, a Unity minister, wrote, "By living gratefully, we enter into the natural flow where life meets our needs abundantly and effortlessly." One other thing we can do to shift into that is begin using affirmations. Affirmations reinforce a gratitude mindset. For example, "I give thanks for divine abundance flowing freely in my life." You know, you're paying your bills and all of a sudden there's three more checks and there's no more money in there. I know we don't have that, but it does happen. You can say, "I give thanks for divine abundance flowing freely in my life." And guess what? It'll show up. And again, as I said, there's a ripple effect to this. A grateful heart cultivates a grateful heart that not only enriches us, but influences the community around us. And it does one other thing. As we become in that higher vibration and we're in gratitude, we begin to move naturally and effortlessly toward a life of sacred service. Now, that doesn't mean you have to go out and do, you know, suffer and all of that. It means you find ways that resonate with your frequency and your vibration to be of service to others. It fills us with a desire to contribute to the greater well-being. Again, quoting Myrtle Fillmore, she believes that a grateful heart radiates love and compassion. A grateful heart radiates love and compassion. And she wrote, "When we give thanks, we not only enrich ourselves, but we lift up the consciousness of those around us. And we do that sometimes through service. And then we encourage others to do the same just by our actions. We don't have to go out and convince anybody. We don't do that in Unity. Maybe we should." So in closing, if you want to change your life, if you want to change your relationships, if you want to change your health, abundance, practice gratitude. If you want to change the world, practice gratitude. And if you really, 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 really want to change the world, practice gratitude. Stop focusing on what is wrong. Stop focusing on what you don't want. Stop focusing on what you hate or fear, and instead, practice gratitude. I'm going to post this on our Facebook page and stuff. It's an affirmation you might want to use. I am grateful for the gift of life and all that it brings. I open my heart to divine abundance to share this blessing with all. Practice gratitude. I give thanks for those of you who are listening today. And I give thanks for those of you who will do more than listen, who will actually take this out and practice gratitude. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed today's message. If you would like to support this podcast, you may do so at uscabq.org.